ideally a mental health OT with qualifications in play and art therapy. But at our meeting this morning, it was agreed that the immediate priority is to help him feel safe. Both of you, rather. It's a matter of slowly, slowly enlarging the circle of trust.
His hands are in the air, moving wider.
As I was lucky enough to be the admitting psychiatrist on duty last night...
Lucky?
Poor word choice.
He does a sort of grin.
I'm going to be working with you both for the moment.
What working? I didn't know kids had to work.
With input, of course, from my colleagues in child and adolescent psychiatry, our neurologist, our psychotherapists, we're going to bring in a nutritionist, a physio...
Another knock. It's Noreen again with the police. A he, but not the yellow hair one from last night. That's three persons in the room now, and two of us. That equals five. It's nearly full of arms and legs and chests. They're all saying till I hurt. Stop all saying at the same time. I say it only on mute. I squish my fingers in my ears.
You want a surprise?
It was me Ma was saying. I didn't know. Noreen's gone and the police too. I shake my head.
I'm not sure this is the most advisable...
Jack, it's the best news.
Ma butts in. She holds up pictures. I see who it is without even going close. It's old Nick. The same face as when I peeked at him in bed in the night that time. But he has a sign around his neck, and he's against numbers like we marked my tall on birthdays. He's nearly at the six, but not quite. There's a picture where he's looking sideways, and another where he's looking at me.
In the middle of the night, the police caught him and put him in jail, and that's where he'll stay.
I wonder, is the brown truck in jail, too?
Does looking at them trigger any of the symptoms we were talking about?
Dr. Clay is asking her. She rolls her eyes.
After 7 years of the real deal, you think I'm going to crumble at a photo?
What about you, Jack? How does it feel?
I don't know the answer.
I'm going to ask a question, but you don't have to answer it unless you want to, okay?
I look at him, then back at the pictures. Old Nick's stuck in the numbers, and he can't get out.
Did this man ever do anything you didn't like?
I nod.
Can you tell me what he did?
He cut it off the power so the vegetables went slimy.
Right. Did he ever hurt you?
Don't.
Dr. Clay puts his hand up.
Nobody's doubting your word, but think of all the nights you were asleep. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask Jack himself now, would I?
Ma lets her breath out very long.
It's okay,
she says to me.
You can answer. Did old Nick ever hurt you?
Yeah, two times. They're both staring. When I was doing the Great Escape, he dropped me in the truck, and also on the street. The second was the hardest.
Okay.
He's smiling. I don't know why.
I'll get on to the lab right away to see if they need another sample from you both for DNA.
DNA?
She's got her crazy voice again.
You think I had other visitors?
I think this is how the courts work. Every box has got to be ticked.
Ma's sucking her whole mouth in so her lips are invisible.
Monsters are let off on technicalities every day.
He sounds all fierce.
Okay?
Okay.
When he's gone, I rip my mask off. Is he mad at us? Ma shakes her head.
He's mad at old Nick.
I didn't think Dr. Clay even knows him. I thought we were the only ones. I go look at the tray Noreen brought. I'm not hungry, but when I ask Ma, she says it's after 1 o'clock. That's too late for lunch, even. Lunch should be 12-something, but there's no room in my tummy yet.
Relax. Everything's different here.
But what's the rule?
There is no rule. We can have lunch at 10 or 1 or 3 or the middle of the night.
I don't want lunch in the middle of the night. Ma puffs her breath.
Let's make a new rule that we'll have lunch any time between 12 and 2. And if we're not hungry, we'll just skip it.
How do we skip it?
Eat nothing. Zero.
Okay. I don't mind eating zero. But what will Noreen do with all the food?
Throw it away.
That's waste.
Yeah, but it has to go in the trash because it's like it's dirty.
I look at the food all multicolored on the blue plates. It doesn't look dirty.
It's not, actually, but nobody else here would want it after it's been on our plates. Don't worry about it.
She keeps saying that, but I don't know to not worry. I yawn so huge it nearly knocks me over. My arm still hurts from where it wasn't numb. I ask if we can go back to sleep again, and Ma says sure, but she's going to read the paper. I don't know why she wants to read the paper instead of being asleep with me. When I wake up, the light's in the wrong place.
It's all right.
She puts her face touching mine.
Everything's all right.
I put on my cool shades to watch God's yellow face in our window. The light slides right across the fuzzy gray carpet. Noreen comes in with bags.
You could knock.
Ma's nearly shouting. She puts my mask on and hers.
Sorry, I did, actually. But I'll be sure and do it louder next time.
No, sorry. I didn't. I was talking to Jack. Maybe I heard it, but I didn't know it was the door.
No bother.
There's sounds from the other rooms. I hear things and I don't know if it's where it is or what.
It must all seem a bit strange.
Ma kind of laughs.
And as for this young lad.
Noreen's eyes are all shiny.
Would you like to see your new clothes?
They're not our clothes. They're different ones in bags. And if they don't fit or we don't like them, Noreen will take them right back to the store to get other ones. I try on everything. I like the pajamas best. They're furry with astronauts on them. It's like a costume of a TV boy. They're shoes that do on with scratchy stuff that sticks called Velcro. I like putting them open and shut like... It's hard to walk, though. They feel heavy like they'll trip me up. I prefer to wear them when I'm on the bed. I wave my feet in the air, and the shoes fight each other and make friends again. Ma's in a jeans that's too tight.
That's how they're wearing them these days, and God knows you've got the figure for it.
Who's they?
Youngsters.
Ma grins. I don't know why. She puts on a shirt that's too tight, too. Those aren't your real clothes.
They are now.
The door goes knock. It's another nurse. The same uniform, but the different face. She says we should put our masks back on because we have a visitor. I never had a visitor before. I don't know how. A person comes in and runs at Ma. I jump up with fists, but Ma's laughing and crying at the same time. It must be happy sad.
Oh, Mom.
That's Ma saying.
Oh, Mom.
My little.
I'm back.
Yes, you are.
Says the she person.
When they called, I was sure it was another hoax.
Did you miss me?
Ma starts to laugh, a weird way. The woman is crying, too. There's all black drips under her eyes. I wonder why her tears come out black. Her mouth is all blood color like women on TV. She has yellowy hair, short, but not all short, and big gold knobs stuck in her ears below the hole. She's still got Ma all tied up in her arms. She's three times as round as her. I never saw Ma hug someone else.
Let me see you without this silly thing for a second.
Ma pulls her mask down, smiling and smiling. The woman's staring at me now.
I can't believe it. I can't believe any of this.
Jack, this is your grandma.
So I really have one.
What a treasure.
The woman opens her arms like she's going to wave them, but she doesn't. She walks over at me. I get behind the chair.
He's very affectionate. He's just not used to anyone but me.
Of course, of course.
The grandma comes a bit closer.
Oh, Jack, you've been the bravest little guy in the world. You've brought my baby back.
What baby?
Lift up your mask for a second.
I do, then snap it back.
He's got your jaw.
You think so?
Of course, you were always wild about kids. You'd babysit for free.
They talk and talk. I look under my band-aid to see if my finger's going to fall off still. The red dots are scaly now. Air coming in. There's a face in the door. A face with beard all over it on the cheeks and the chin and under the nose, but none on the head.
I told the nurse we didn't want to be disturbed.
Actually, this is Leo.
Hey.
He wiggles his fingers.
Who's Leo?
Ma's not smiling.
He was meant to stay in the corridor.
No problemo.
Then he's not there anymore.
Where's Dad?
In Canberra right now, but he's on his way. There's been a lot of changes, sweetheart.
Canberra?
Oh, honey, it's probably too much for you to take in.
It turns out the hairy Leo person isn't my real grandpa. The real one went back to live in Australia after he thought Ma was dead and had a funeral for her. Grandma was mad at him because she never stopped hoping. She always told herself their precious girl must have had her reasons for disappearing, and one fine day she'd get in touch again. Ma is staring at her.
One fine day?
Well, isn't it?
Grandma waves at the window.
What kind of reasons would I...
Oh, we racked our brains. A social worker told us kids your age sometimes just take off out of the blue. Drugs, possibly. I scoured your room.
I had a 3.7 grade average.
Yes, you did. You were our pride and joy.
I was snatched off the street.
Well, I know that now. We stuck up posters all over the city. Paul made a website. The police talked to everyone you knew from college and high school, too, to find out who else you might have been hanging around with that we didn't know. I kept thinking I saw you. It was torture. I used to pull up beside girls and slam on my horn, but they'd turn out to be strangers. For your birthday, I always baked your favorite, just in case you walked in. Remember my banana chocolate cake?
Ma nods. She's got tears all down her face.
I couldn't sleep without pills. The not knowing was eating me up. It really wasn't fair to your brother. Did you know? Well, how could you? Paul's got a little girl. She's almost 3 and potty trained already. His partner's lovely, a radiologist.
They talk a lot more. My ears get tired listening. Then Noreen comes in with pills for us and a glass of juice that's not orange. It's apple and the best I ever drunk. Grandma's going to her house now. I wonder if she sleeps in the hammock.
Will I? Leo could pop in for a quick hello.
She says when she's at the door. Ma says nothing. Then.
Maybe next time.
Whatever you like. The doctors say to take it slow.
Take what slow?
Everything.
Grandma turns to me.
So, Jack, do you know the word bye-bye?
Actually, I know all the words, I tell her. That makes her laugh and laugh. She kisses her own hand and blows it at me.
Catch?
I think she wants me to play like I'm catching the kiss. So I do it and she's glad. She has more tears. Why did she laugh about me knowing all the words when I wasn't making a joke? I ask Ma after.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's always good to make people laugh.
At 6:12, Noreen brings another whole different tray that's dinner. We can have dinner at 5-something or 6-something or even 7-something, Ma says. There's green crunchy stuff called arugula that tastes too sharp. I like the potatoes with crispy edges and meats with stripes all on them. The bread has bits that scratch my throat. I try to pick them out, but then there's holes. Ma says to just leave it. There's strawberries. She says taste like heaven. How does she know what heaven tastes like? We can't eat it all. Ma says most people stuff themselves too much anyway. We should just eat what we like and leave the rest. My favorite bit of outside is the window. It's a bit different every time. A bird goes right by. Zoom! I don't know what it was. The shadows are all long again now. Mine waves right across our room on the green wall. I watch God's face falling slow, slow, even orangier, and the clouds are all colors. Then after, there's streaky bits and dark coming up, so bit at a time, I don't see it till it's done. Ma and me keep knocking into each other in the night. The third time I wake up, I'm wanting Jeep and remote, but they're not here. No one's in room now, just things. Everything lying extra still with dust falling, because Ma and me are at the clinic and old Nick is in the jail. He has to stay forever locked in. I remember I'm in the pajamas with the astronauts. I touch my leg through the cloth. It doesn't feel like mine. All our stuff that was ours is locked in a room, except my T-shirt that Ma threw in the trash here, and it's gone now. I looked at bedtime. A cleaner must have took it away. I thought that meant a person cleaner than everybody else, but Ma says it's one who does the cleaning. I think they're invisible, like elves. I wish the cleaner would bring back my old T-shirt, but Ma would only get cranky again. We have to be in the world. We're not ever going back to room. Ma says that's how it is, and I should be glad. I don't know why we can't go back just to sleep, even. I wonder, do we have to stay always in the clinic bit, or can we go in others of outside, like the house with the hammock, except the real grandpa's in Australia, that's too far away. Ma? She groans.
Jack, I was finally dropping off.
How long are we here?
It's only been 24 hours. It just feels longer.
No, but how long do we still be here after now? How many days and nights?
I don't actually know.
But Ma always knows things. Tell me!
Shh.
But how long?
Just a while. Now shush. There's other people next door, remember? And you're disturbing them.
I don't see the persons, but they're there anyway. They're the ones from the dining room. In room, I was never disturbing anybody, only sometimes Ma if tooth was really bad. She says the persons are here at the Cumberland because they're a bit sick in the head, but not very. They can't sleep maybe from worrying, or they can't eat, or they wash their hands too much. I didn't know washing could be too much. Some of them have hit their heads and don't know themselves anymore, and some are sad all the time, or scratch their arms with knives even. I don't know why. The doctors and nurses and Pilar and the invisible cleaners aren't sick. They're here to help. Ma and me aren't sick either. We're just here for a rest. Also, we don't want to be bugged by the paparazzi, which is the vultures with their cameras and microphones. Because we're famous now, like rap stars, but we didn't do it on purpose. Ma says basically, we just need a bit of help while we sort things out. I don't know which things. I reach under the pillow now to feel has tooth turned into money, but no. I think the fairy doesn't know where the clinic is. Ma?
What?
Are we locked in?
No.
She nearly barks it.
Of course not. Why are you not liking it here?
I mean, but do we have to stay?
No. No, we're free as a bird.
I thought all the weird things happened yesterday, but there's lots more today. My poo is hard to push out because my tummy's not used to so much food. We don't have to wash our sheets in the shower because the invisible cleaners do that, too. Ma writes in a notebook Dr. Clay gave her for homework. I thought just kids going to school do that. It means work for doing at home, but Ma says the clinic's not anybody's actual home. Everyone goes home in the end. I hate my mask. I can't breathe through it, but Ma says I can, really. We have our breakfast in the dining room that's for eating just. Persons in the world like to go in different rooms for each thing. I remember manners. That's when persons are scared to make other persons mad. I say, "Please, may you have me more pancakes?" The she with the apron says,
"He's a doll."
I'm not a doll. But Ma whispers it means the woman likes me, so I should let her call me one. I try the syrup. It's super extra sweet. I drink a whole little tub before Ma stops me. She says it's only for putting on pancakes, but I think that's yucky. People keep coming at her with jugs of coffee. She says no. I eat so many bacon I lose count when I say, "Thank you, baby Jesus." People stare because I think they don't know him in outside. Ma says when a person acts funny, like that long boy with the metal bits in his face called Hugo doing the humming, or Mrs. Garber scratching her neck all the time, we don't laugh except inside, behind our faces if we have to. I never know when sounds are going to happen and make me jump. Lots of times, I can't see what makes them. Some are tiny, like little bugs whining, but some hurt my head. Even though everything's always so loud, Ma keeps telling me not to shout so I don't disturb persons. But often when I talk, they don't hear me.
Where are your shoes?
We go back and find them in the dining room under the table. One has a piece of bacon on it that I eat.
Germs.
I carry my shoes by the Velcro straps. She tells me to put them on. They make my feet sore.
Aren't they the right size?
They're too heavy.
I know you're not used to them, but you just can't go around in your socks. You might step on something sharp.
I won't, I promise. She waits till I put them on. We're in a corridor, but not the one on top of the stairs. The clinic has all different bits. I don't think we went here before. Are we lost? Ma's looking out a new window.
Today we could go outside and see the trees and the flowers, maybe.
No.
Jack.
I mean no, thanks.
Fresh air.
I like the air in room number 7. Noreen brings us back there. Out our window, we can see cars parking and unparking and pigeons and sometimes that cat. Later we go play with Dr. Clay in another new room that has a rug with long hair, not like Rug who's all flat with her zigzag pattern. I wonder if Rug misses us. Is she still in the back of the pickup truck in jail? Ma shows Dr. Clay her homework. They talk more about not very interesting stuff, like depersonalization and jamais vu. Then I help Dr. Clay unpack his toy truck. It's the coolest. He talks into a cell phone that's not a real one.
Great to hear from you, Jack. I'm at the clinic right now. Where are you?
There's a plastic banana. I say, "Me too," into it.
What a coincidence. Are you enjoying it here?
I'm enjoying the bacon. He laughs. I didn't know I made a joke again.
I enjoy bacon too. Too much.
How can enjoying be too much? In the bottom of the trunk, I find tiny puppets like a spotty dog and a pirate and a moon and a boy with his tongue stuck out. My favorite is the dog.
Jack, he's asking you a question.
I blink at Ma.
So what do you not like so much here?
Persons looking.
Hmm?
He says that a lot instead of words. Also, sudden things.
Certain things? Which ones?
Sudden things. That come, quick, quick.
Ah, yes. World is suddener than we fancy it.
Huh?
Sorry, just a line from a poem.
Dr. Clay grins at Ma.
Jack, can you describe where you were before the clinic?
He never went to room, so I tell him all about all the bits of it, what we did every day and stuff. Ma says anything I forget to say. He's got goo I saw on TV in all colors. He makes it into balls and worms while we're talking. I stick my finger into a yellow bit. Then there's some in my nail, and I don't like it to be yellow.
You never got Play-Doh for one of your Sunday treats?
It dries out.
That's Ma butting in.
Ever think of that? Even if you put it back in the tub, like, religiously, after a while, it starts going leathery.
I guess it would.
That's the same reason I asked for crayons and pencils, not markers and cloth diapers and whatever would last, so I wouldn't have to ask again a week later.
He keeps nodding.
We made flour dough, but it was always white.
Ma's sounding mad.
You think I wouldn't have given Jack a different color of Play-Doh every day if I could have?
Dr. Clay says Ma's other name.
Nobody's expressing any judgment about your choices and strategies.
Noreen says it works better if you add as much salt as flour. Did you know that? I didn't know that. How would I? I never thought to ask for food coloring even. If I'd only had the first freaking clue.
She keeps telling Dr. Clay she's fine, but she doesn't sound fine. She and him talk about cognitive distortions. They do a breathing exercise. I play with the puppets. Then our time's up because he has to go play with Hugo. Was he in a shed too? Dr. Clay shakes his head. What happened to him?
Everyone's got a different story.
When we go back to our room, Ma and I get into the bed, and I have lots. She still smells wrong from the conditioner. Too silky. Even after the nap, I'm still tired. My nose keeps dripping, and my eyes, too, like they're melting inside. Ma says I've picked up my first cold, that's all. But I wore my mask.
Still, germs just sneak in. I'll probably catch it from you by tomorrow.
I'm crying. We're not done playing. She's holding me. I don't want to go to heaven yet.
Sweetie.
Ma never called me that before.
It's okay. If we get sick, the doctors will make us better.
I want it.
You want what?
I want Dr. Clay making me better now.
Well, actually, he can't cure a cold.
Ma chews her mouth.
But it'll be all gone in a few days, I promise. Hey, would you like to learn how to blow your nose?
It takes me just 4 tries. When I get all the snot out in the tissue, she claps. Noreen brings up lunch that's soups and kebabs and a rice that's not real called quinoa. For after, there's a salad of fruits, and I guess all of them. Apple and orange. And the ones I don't know are pineapple and mango and blueberry and kiwi and watermelon. That's 2 right and 5 wrong. That's -3. There's no banana. I want to see the fish again, so we go down in the bit called reception. They've got stripes. Are they sick?
They look lively enough to me. Especially that big bossy one in the seaweed.
No, but in the head. Are they crazy fish? She laughs.
I don't think so.
Are they just resting for a little while because they're famous?
These ones were born here, actually. Right in this tank.
It's the Pilar woman. I jump. I didn't see her coming out of her desk. Why? She stares at me, still smiling. Why are they here?
For us all to look at, I guess. Aren't they pretty?
Come on, Jack. I'm sure she's got work to do.
And outside, the time's all mixed up. Ma keeps saying, slow down, Jack, and hang on, and finish up now, and hurry up, Jack. She says Jack a lot, so I'll know it's me she's talking to, not persons else. I can hardly ever guess what time it is. There's clocks, but they have pointy hands. I don't know the secret, and Watch isn't here with her number, so I have to ask Ma, and she gets tired of me asking.
You know what time it is? It's time to go outside.
I don't want to, but she keeps saying.
Let's try. Just try. Right now. Why not?
I have to put my shoes back on first. Also, we have to have jackets and hats and sticky stuff on faces under our masks and on our hands. The sun might burn our skin off because we're from room. Dr. Clay and Noreen are coming with us. They don't have any cool shades or anything. The way to out isn't a door. It's like an airlock on a spaceship. Ma can't remember the word. Dr. Clay says,
revolving door.
Oh, yeah. I know it in TV. I like the going around bit, but then we're outside and the light hurts my shades all dark. The wind smacks my face and I have to get back in.
It's okay.
Ma keeps saying. I don't like it. The revolving's stuck. It won't revolve. It's squeezing me out.
Hold my hand.
The wind's going to rip us.
It's only a breeze.
The light's not like in a window. It's coming always around the sides of my cool shades. It wasn't like this on our great escape. Too much horrible shine and air freshening. My skin's burning off.
You're grand. Big, slow breaths. That's a boy.
Why is that a boy? There aren't any breaths out here. There's spots on my shades. My chest's going bang, bang, bang. And the wind's so loud I can't hear anything. Noreen's doing something strange. She's pulling off my mask and putting a different paper on my face. I push it away with my sticky hands.
I'm not sure this is such a...
Breathe in the bag,
Noreen tells me. I do. It's warm. All I do is suck it in and suck it in. Ma's holding my shoulders.
Let's go back in.
Back in room number 7, I have some on the bed, still with my shoes on and the stickiness. Later, Grandma comes. I know her face this time. She's brung books from her hammock house. 3 for Ma with no pictures that she gets all excited, and 5 for me with pictures. Grandma didn't even know 5 was my best number. She says these ones were Ma's and my Uncle Paul's when they were kids. I don't think she's lying, but it's hard for it to be true that Ma was ever a kid.
Would you like to sit in Grandma's lap and I'll read you one?
No, thanks. There's The Very Hungry Caterpillar and The Giving Tree and Go, Dog, Go and The Lorax and The Tale of Peter Rabbit. I look at all the pictures.
I mean it. Every detail.
Grandma's saying to Ma really quiet.
I can take it.
I doubt that.
I'm ready.
Ma keeps shaking her head.
What's the point, Mom? It's over now. I'm out the other side.
But, honey...
I'd actually rather not have you thinking about all that stuff every time you look at me, okay?
There's more tears rolling down, Grandma.
Sweetie, all I think when I look at you is hallelujah.
When she's gone, Ma reads me the rabbit one. He's a Peter, but not the saint. He wears old-fashioned clothes and gets chased by a gardener. I don't know why he bothers swiping vegetables. Swiping's bad, but if I was a swiper, I'd swipe good stuff like cars and chocolates. It's not a very excellent book, but it's excellent to have so many new ones. In room, I had 5, but now it's +5. That equals 10. Actually, I don't have the old 5 books now, so I guess I just have the new 5. The ones in room, maybe they don't belong to anyone anymore. Grandma only stays a little while because we have another visitor. That's our lawyer, Morris. I didn't know we had one, like the courtroom planet where people shout and the judge bangs the hammer. We meet him in a room in the Knot upstairs. There's a table and a smell like sweet. His hair is extra curly. While he and Ma talk, I practice blowing my nose.
This paper that's printed your fifth grade photo, for instance, we'd have a strong case for breach of privacy there.
The you means Ma, not me. I'm getting good at telling.
You mean, like, suing? That's the last thing on my mind.
I show her my tissue with my blowing in it. She does a thumbs up. Morris nods a lot.
I'm just saying, you have to consider your future, yours and the boy's.
That's me, the boy.
Yeah, the Cumberland's waiving its fees in the short term, and I've set up a fund for your fans, but I have to tell you, sooner or later there's going to be bills like you wouldn't believe. Rehab, fancy therapies, housing, educational costs for both of you.
Ma rubs her eyes.
I don't want to rush you.
You said my fans?
Sure. Donations are pouring in, about a sack a day.
A sack of what?
You name it. I grabbed some things at random.
He lifts up a big plastic bag from behind his chair and takes parcels out.
You opened them.
Ma's looking in the envelopes.
Believe me, you need this stuff filtered. FECES, and that's just for starters.
Why somebody sent us poo? Morris is staring.
He's a good speller.
Ah, you asked why, Jack? Because there's a lot of crazies out there.
I thought the crazies were in here in the clinic getting helped.
But most of what you're receiving is from well-wishers. Chocolates, toys, that kind of thing.
Chocolates!
I thought I'd bring you the flowers first as they're giving my PA a migraine.
He's lifting up lots of flowers and plastic invisible. That's what the smell. What toys are the toys?
Look, here's one.
Ma's pulling it out of an envelope. It's a little wooden train.
Don't snatch.
Sorry. I choo-choo it all along the table, down the leg, and over the floor, up the wall that's blue in this room.
Intense interest from a number of networks. You might consider doing a book down the road.
Ma's mouth isn't friendly.
You think we should sell ourselves before somebody else does?
I wouldn't put it like that. I'd imagine you've a lot to teach the world. The whole living on less thing. It couldn't be more zeitgeisty.
Ma bursts out laughing. Morris puts his hands up flat.
But it's up to you, obviously. One day at a time.
She's reading some of the letters.
Little Jack, you wonderful boy. Enjoy every moment because you deserve it, because you have been quite literally to hell and back.
Who said that? She turns the page over.
We don't know her.
Why, she said I was wonderful.
She's just heard about you on the TV.
I'm looking in the envelopes that are fattest for more trains.
Here, these look good.
Ma's holding up a little box of chocolates. There's more. I find it a really big box.
Nah, that's too many. They'd make us sick.
I'm sick already with my cold, so I wouldn't mind.
We'll give those to someone.
Who?
The nurses, maybe?
Toys and so forth I can pass on to a kid's hospital.
Great idea. Choose some you want to keep.
How many?
As many as you like.
She's reading another letter.
God bless you and your sweet saint of a son. I pray you discover all the beautiful things this world has to offer. All your dreams come true, and your path in life is paved with happiness and gold.
She puts it on the table.
How am I going to find the time to answer all these?
Morris shakes his head.
That best, the accused, shall we say. He robbed you of the 7 best years of your life already. Personally, I wouldn't waste a second more.
How do you know they would have been the best years of my life?
He shrugs.
I just mean you were 19, right?
They're super cool stuff. A car with wheels that go zzzz. A whistle shaped like a pig. I blow it.
Wow, that's loud.
Too loud.
I do it one more time.
Jack.
I put it down. I find a velvety crocodile as long as my leg. A rattle with a bell in it. A clown face when I press the nose, it says, ha 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 ha.
Not that either. It gives me the creeps.
I whisper bye-bye to the clown and put it back in his envelope. There's a square with a sort of pen tied to it that I can draw on, but it's hard plastic, not paper. And a box of monkeys with curly arms and tails to make into chains of monkeys. There's a fire truck and a teddy bear with a cap on that doesn't come off even when I pull hard. On the label, a picture of a baby face has a line through it and 0 through 3. Maybe that means it kills babies in 3 seconds?
Oh, come on, Jack. You don't need that many.
How many do I need?
I don't know.
If you could sign here, there, and there.
I'm chewing my finger in under my mask. Ma doesn't tell me not to do that anymore. How many do I need? She looks up from the papers she's writing.
Choose 5.
I count. The car, and the monkeys, and the writing square, and the wooden train, and the rattle, and the crocodile. That's 6, not 5. But Ma and Morris are talking and talking. I find a big empty envelope, and I put all the 6 in.
Okay.
Ma's throwing all the rest of the parcels back into the huge bag. Wait, I can write on the bag. I can put, presents from Jack for the sick kids.
Let Morris handle it.
But, Ma puffs her breath.
We've got a lot to do, and we have to let people do some of it for us or my head's going to explode.
Why her head's going to explode if I write on the bag? I take out the train again. I put it up my shirt. It's my baby, and it pops out, and I kiss it all over.
January, maybe. October's the very earliest it could come to trial.
There's a trial of tarts. Bill the Lizard has to write with his finger. When Alice knocks over the jury box, she puts him back head down by accident. Ha ha.
No, but how long will he be in jail?
She means him, old Nick.
Well, the DA tells me she's hoping for 25 to life, and for federal offenses, there's no parole. We've got kidnapping for sexual purposes, false imprisonment, multiple counts of rape, criminal battery.
He's counting on his fingers, not in his head. Ma's nodding.
What about the baby?
Jack?
The first one. Doesn't that count as some kind of murder?
I never heard this story. Morris twists his mouth.
Not if it wasn't born alive.
She.
I don't know who the she is.
She. I beg your pardon. The best we could hope for is criminal negligence, maybe even recklessness.
They tried to ban Alice from court for being more than a mile high. There's a poem that's confusing. If I or she should chance to be involved in this affair, he trusts to you to set them free exactly as we were. Noreen's there without me seeing. She asks if we'd like dinner by ourselves or in the dining room. I carry all my toys in the big envelope. Ma doesn't know there's 6, not 5. Some persons wave when we come in, so I wave back. Like the girl with the no hair and tattoos all her neck. I don't mind persons very much if they don't touch me. The woman with the apron says she heard I went outside. I don't know how she heard me.
Did you love it?
No. I mean, no thanks. I'm learning lots more manners. When something tastes yucky, we say it's interesting. Like wild rice that bites like it hasn't been cooked. When I blow my nose, I fold the tissue so nobody sees the snot. It's a secret. If I want Ma to listen to me, not some person else, I say, excuse me. Sometimes I say, excuse me, excuse me, for ages. Then when she asks what it is, I don't remember anymore. When we're in pajamas with masks off having some on the bed, I remember and ask, who's the first baby? Ma looks down at me. You told Morris there was a she that did a murder. She shakes her head.
I meant she got murdered, kind of.
Her face is away from me. Was it me that did it?
No, you didn't do anything. It was a year before you were even born. You know I used to say when you came the first time, on bed, you were a girl?
Yeah.
Well, that's who I meant.
I'm even more confused.
I think she was trying to be you. The cord.
Ma puts her face in her hands. The blind cord? I look at it. There is only dark coming in the stripes.
No, no. Remember the cord that goes to the belly button?
You cut it with the scissors and then I was free. Ma's nodding.
But with the girl baby, it got tangled when she was coming out, so she couldn't breathe.
I don't like this story. She presses her eyebrows.
Let me finish it.
I don't...
He was right there, watching. He didn't know the first thing about babies getting born. He hadn't even bothered to Google it. I could feel the top of her head. It was all slippery. I pushed and pushed. I was shouting, help! I can't! Help me! And he just stood there.
I wait. Did she stay in your tummy, the girl baby? Ma doesn't say anything for a minute.
She came out blue.
Blue?
She never opened her eyes.
You should ask old Nick for medicine for her, for Sunday treat. Ma shakes her head.
The cord was all knotted around her neck.
Was she still tied in you?
Till he cut it.
And then she was free? There's tears falling all on the blanket. Ma's nodding and crying, but on mute. Is it all done now, the story?
Nearly.
Her eyes are shut, but the water still slides out.
He took her away and buried her under a bush in the backyard. Just her body, I mean.
She was blue.
The her part of her, that went straight back up to heaven.
She got recycled? Ma nearly smiles.
I like to think that's what happened.
Why you like to think that?
Maybe it really was you. And a year later you tried again and came back down as a boy.
It was me for real that time. I didn't go back.
No way, Jose.
The tears are falling out again. She rubs them away.
I didn't let him in room that time.
Why not?
I heard door, the beeping, and I roared, get out!
I bet that made him mad.
I was ready this time. I wanted it to be just me and you.
What color was I?
Hot pink.
Did I open my eyes?
You were born with your eyes open.
I do the most enormous yawn. Can we go to sleep now?
Oh, yeah.
In the night, bang, I fall out on the floor. My nose runs a lot, but I don't know to blow it in the dark.
This bed's too small for two,
says Ma in the morning.
You'd be more comfortable in the other one.
No.
What if we took the mattress and put it right here beside my bed so we could hold hands even?
I shake my head.
Help me figure this out, Jack.
Let's stay both in the one but keep our elbows in. Ma blows her nose loud. I think the cold jumped from me to her, but I still have it too. We have a deal that I go in the shower with her, but I keep my head out. The band-aid on my finger's fallen off, and I can't find it. Ma brushes my hair. The tangles hurt. We have a hairbrush and two toothbrushes and all our new clothes and the little wooden train and other toys. Ma still hasn't counted, so she doesn't know I took six, not five. I don't know where the stuff should go. Some on the dresser, some on the table beside the bed, some in the wardrobe. I have to keep asking Ma where she put them. She's reading one of her books with no pictures, but I bring her the picture ones instead. The Very Hungry Caterpillar is a terrible waster. He just eats holes through strawberries and salamis and everything and leaves the rest. I can put my actual finger through the holes. I thought somebody teared the book, but Ma says it was made that way on purpose to be extra fun. I like Go Dog Go more, especially when they fight with tennis rackets. Noreen knocks with something's very exciting. The first are softy, stretchy shoes like socks, but made of leather. The second is a watch with just numbers so I can read it like watch. The time is 9:57. It's too small for Ma. It's just mine. Noreen shows me how to tighten the strap on my wrist.
Presents every day? He'll be getting spoiled.
Ma puts her mask up to blow her nose again.
Dr. Clay said whatever gives the lad a bit of a sense of control.
When she smiles, her eyes crinkle.
Probably a bit homesick, aren't you?
Homesick?
Ma staring at her.
Sorry, I didn't.
It wasn't a home. It was a soundproofed cell.
That came out wrong. I beg your pardon.
She goes in a hurry. Ma doesn't say anything. She just writes in her notebook. If room wasn't our home, does that mean we don't have one? This morning, I give Dr. Clay a high five. He's thrilled.
It seems a bit ridiculous to keep wearing these masks when we've already got a streaming cold.
Well, there are worse things out there.
Yeah, but we have to keep pulling the masks up to blow our noses anyway.
He shrugs.
Ultimately, it's your call.
Masks off, Jack.
Yippee! We put them in the trash. Dr. Clay's crayons live in a special box of cardboard that says 120 on it. That's how many all different. They've got amazing names written small up the sides like Atomic Tangerine and Fuzzy Wuzzy and Inchworm and Outer Space that I never knew had a color and Purple Mountain's Majesty and Razzmatazz and Unmellow Yellow and Wild Blue Yonder. Some are spelled wrong on purpose for a joke, like Marvelous. That's not very funny, I don't think. Dr. Clay says I can use any, but I choose the five I know to color, like the ones in Rome. A blue and a green and an orange and a red and a brown. He asks, can I draw a room, maybe? But I'm already doing a rocket ship with brown. There's even a white crayon. Wouldn't that be invisible?
What if the paper was black or red?
He finds me a black page to try, and he's right. I can see the white on it.
What's this square all around the rocket?
Walls. There's the girl me baby waving bye-bye, and baby Jesus and John the Baptist. They don't have any clothes because it's sunny with God's yellow face.
Is your Ma in this picture?
She's down at the bottom having a nap. The real Ma laughs a bit and blows her nose. That remembers me to do mine because it's dripping.
What about the man you call Old Nick? Is he anywhere?
Okay. He can be over in this corner in his cage. I do him and the bars very thick. He's biting them. There are 10 bars. That's the strongest number. Not even an angel could burn them open with his blowtorch. And Ma says an angel wouldn't turn on his blowtorch for a bad guy anyway. I show Dr. Clay how many counting I can do up to 1,000,029, and even higher if I want it.
A little boy I know, he counts the same things over and over when he feels nervous. He can't stop.
What things?
Lines on the sidewalk, buttons, that kind of thing.
I think that boy should count his teeth instead, because they're always there, unless they fall out.
You keep talking about separation anxiety.
Ma saying to Dr. Clay.
But me and Jack are never going to be separated.
Still, it's not just the two of you anymore, is it?
She's chewing her mouth. They talk about social reintegration and self-blame.
The very best thing you did was you got him out early. At 5, they're still plastic.
But I'm not plastic. I'm a real boy.
Probably young enough to forget, which will be a mercy.
That's thanks in Spanish, I think. I want to keep playing with the boy puppet with the tongue, but time's up. Dr. Clay has to go play with Mrs. Garber. He says I can borrow the puppet till tomorrow, but he still belongs to Dr. Clay. Why?
Well, everything in the world belongs to somebody.
Like my 6 new toys and my 5 new books. And Tooth is mine, I think, because Ma didn't want him anymore.
Except the things we all share, like the rivers and the mountains.
The street?
That's right. We all get to use the streets.
I ran on the street.
When you were escaping, right?
Because we didn't belong to him.
That's right.
Dr. Clay's smiling.
You know who you belong to, Jack?
Yeah.
Yourself.
He's wrong. Actually, I belong to Ma. The clinic keeps having more bits in it. Like, there's a room with a ginormous TV, and I jump up and down hoping Dora might be on, or SpongeBob. I haven't met them in ages, but it's only golf. 3 old people I don't know the names are watching. In the corridor, I remember. What's the mercy for?
Huh?
Dr. Clay said I was made of plastic, and I'd forget.
Ah, he figures soon you won't remember room anymore.
I will, too. I stare at her. Am I meant to forget?
I don't know.
She's always saying that now. She's gone ahead of me already. She's at the stairs. I have to run to catch up. After lunch, Ma says it's time to try going outside again.
If we stay indoors all the time, it's like we never did our great escape at all.
She's sounding cranky. She's tying her laces already. After my hat and shades and shoes and the sticky stuff again, I'm tired. Noreen is waiting for us beside the fish tank. Ma lets me revolve in the door 5 times. She pushes, and we're out. It's so bright, I think I'm going to scream. Then my shades get darker, and I can't see. The air smells weird in my sore nose, and my neck's all tight.
Pretend you're watching this on TV,
says Noreen in my ear. Huh?
Just try it.
She does a special voice.
Here's a boy called Jack, going for a walk with his ma and their friend Noreen.
I'm watching it.
What's Jack wearing on his face?
Cool red shades.
So he is. Look, they're all walking across the parking lot on a mild April day.
There's 4 cars, a red and a green and a black and a brownish goldy. Burnt sienna. That's the crayon of it. Inside their windows, they're like little houses with seats. A teddy bear is hanging up in the red one on the mirror. I'm stroking the nose bit of the car. It's all smooth and cold like an ice cube.
Careful, you might set off the alarm.
I didn't know. I put my hands back under my elbows.
Let's go onto the grass.
She pulls me a little bit. I'm squishing the green spikes under my shoes. I bend down and rub. It doesn't cut my fingers. My one Raja tried to eat is nearly grown shut. I watch the grass again. There's a twig and a leaf that's brown and a something. It's yellow. A hum. So I look up. The sky's so big it nearly knocks me down. Ma! Another airplane!
Contrail,
she says, pointing.
I just remembered, that's what the streak is called.
I walk on a flower by accident. There's hundreds, not a bunch like the crazies send us in the mail. They're growing right in the ground like hair on my head.
Daffodils,
says Ma, pointing.
Magnolias, tulips, lilacs. Are those apple blossoms?
She smells everything. She puts my nose on a flower, but it's too sweet. It makes me dizzy. She chooses a lilac and gives it to me. Up close, the trees are giant giants. They've got like skin, but knobblier when we stroke them. I find a triangularish thing the big of my nose that Noreen says is a rock.
It's millions of years old.
How does she know? I look at the under. There's no label.
Hey, look.
Ma's kneeling down. It's a something crawling. An ant. Don't! I'm putting my hand around it like armor.
What's the matter?
Please, 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 I say to Ma. Not this one.
It's okay. Of course I won't squish it.
Promise.
I promise.
When I take my hands away, the ant is gone, and I cry. But then Noreen finds another one, and another. There's two carrying a bit of something between them that's 10 times their big. A thing else comes spinning out of the sky and lands in front of me. I jump back.
Hey, a maple key.
Why?
It's the seed of this maple tree and a sort of pair of wings to help it go far.
It's so thin I can see through its little dry lines. It's thicker brown in the middle. There's a tiny hole. Ma throws it up in the air. It comes spinning down again. I show her another one that's something wrong with.
It's just a single. It lost its other wing.
When I throw it high, it still flies okay. I put it in my pocket. But the coolest thing is, there's a huge whirry noise. When I look up, it's a helicopter, much bigger than the plane.
Let's get you inside.
Ma grabs me by the hand and yanks. Wait, I say, but I lose all my breath. They pull me along in between them. My nose is running. When we jump back through the revolving door, I'm blurry in my head. That helicopter was full of paparazzi trying to steal pictures of me and Ma. After our nap, my cold's still not fixed yet. I'm playing with my treasures, my rock and my injured maple key and my lilac that's gone floppy. Grandma knocks with more visitors, but she waits outside so it won't be too much of a crowd. The persons are two. They're called my uncle, that's Paul, that has floppy hair just to his ears, and Deanna, that's my aunt, with rectangular glasses and a million black braids like snakes.
We've got a little girl called Bronwyn, who's going to be so psyched to meet you. She didn't even know she had a cousin. Well, none of us knew about you till 2 days ago, when your grandma called with the news.
We would have jumped in the car, except the doctor said...
Paul stops talking. He puts his fist at his eyes.
It's okay, hon.
She rubs his leg. He clears his throat very noisy.
Just, it keeps hitting me.
I don't see anything hitting him. Ma puts her arm around his shoulder.
All those years, he thought his little sister might be dead.
Bronwyn? I say it on mute, but she hears.
No, me, remember? Paul's my brother.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't tell what to...
His voice stops again. He blows his nose. It's way more louder than I do. Like elephants.
But where is Bronwyn?
Well, we thought...
She looks at Paul.
You and Jack can meet her another day soon. She goes to Little Leapfrogs.
What's that?
A building where parents send kids when they're busy doing other stuff.
Why, the kids are busy.
No. When the parents are busy.
Actually, Bronwyn's wild about it.
She's learning sign and hip-hop.
He wants to take some photos to email to Grandpa in Australia, who's going to get on the plane tomorrow.
Don't worry. He'll be fine once he meets him.
Pa says to Ma, I don't know who all the hymns are. Also, I don't know to go in photos, but Ma says we just look at the camera as if it's a friend and smile. Pa shows me on the little screen after. He asks which do I think is best, the first or second or third. But they're the same. My ears are tired from all the talking. When they're gone, I thought we were just the two of us again, but Grandma comes in and gives Ma a long hug and blows me another kiss from just a bit away so I can feel the blowing.
How's my favorite grandson?
That's you,
Ma tells me.
What do you say when someone asks how you are?
Manners again. Thank you. They both laugh. I did another joke by accident.
Very well, then thank you.
Very well, then thank you.
Unless you're not, of course. Then it's okay to say, I'm not feeling 100% today.
She turns back to Ma.
Oh, by the way, Sharon, Michael Keeler, Joyce, what's-her-name, they've all been calling.
Ma nods.
They're dying to welcome you back.
The doctors say I'm not quite up for visits yet.
Right, of course.
The Leo man is in the door.
Could he come in just for a minute?
I don't care.
He's my step-grandpa, so Grandma says I could maybe call him Steppa. I didn't know she knowed word sandwiches. He smells funny like smoke. His teeth are crookedy, and his eyebrows go all ways. How come all his hair is on his face, not his head? He laughs, even though I was whispering to Ma.
Search me.
We met on an Indian head massage weekend, and I picked him as the smoothest surface to work on.
They laugh both, not Ma. Can I have some?
In a minute, when they're gone.
What does he want?
It's okay.
I can call a nurse.
Ma shakes her head.
He means breastfeeding.
Grandma stares at her.
You don't mean to say you're still...
There was no reason to stop.
Well, cooped up in that place, I guess everything was... But even so, 5 years.
You don't know the first thing about it.
Grandma's mouth is all squeezed down.
It's not for want of asking.
Mom.
Steppa stands up.
We should let these folks rest.
I guess so. Bye-bye, then. Till tomorrow.
Ma reads me again The Giving Tree and The Lorax, but quietly because she's got a sore throat and a headache as well. I have some. I have lots instead of dinner. Ma falls asleep in the middle. I like looking at her face when she doesn't even know it. I find a newspaper folded up. The visitors must have brung it. On the front, there's a picture of a bridge that's broken in half. I wonder if it's true. On the next page, there's the one of me and Ma and the police the time she was carrying me into the precinct. It says, Hope for Bouncy Boy. It takes me a while to figure out all the words. He is Miracle Jack to the staff at the exclusive Cumberland Clinic who have already lost their hearts to the pint-sized hero who awakens Saturday night to a brave new world. The haunting, long-haired little prince is the product of his beautiful young mother's serial abuse at the hands of the garden shed ogre, captured by state troopers in a dramatic standoff Sunday at 2 a.m. Jack says everything is nice and adores Easter eggs, but still goes up and down stairs on all fours like a monkey. He was sealed up for all his 5 years in a rotting, cork-lined dungeon, and experts cannot yet say what kind or degree of long-term developmental retardation. Mazep, she's taking the paper out of my hand.
What about your Peter Rabbit book?
But that's me, the bouncy boy.
The bouncy what?
She looks at the paper again and pushes her hair out of her face. She sort of groans.
Bonsai.
What's bonsai?
A very tiny tree. People keep them in pots indoors and cut them every day so they stay all curled up.
I'm thinking about plant. We never cut it her. We let her grow all she liked, but she died instead. I'm not a tree. I'm a boy.
It's just a figure of speech.
She squeezes the paper into the trash. It says I'm haunting, but that's what ghosts do.
The paper people get a lot of things wrong.
Paper people. That sounds like the ones in Alice that are really a pack of cards. They say you're beautiful. Ma laughs. Actually, she is. I've seen so many person faces for real now, and hers is the most beautifulest. I have to blow my nose again. The skin's getting red and hurting. Ma takes her killers, but they don't zap the headache. I didn't think she'd still be hurting in outside. I stroke her hair in the dark. It's not all black in room number 7. God's silver face is in the window, and Ma's right. It's not a circle at all. It's pointy at both ends. In the night, there's vampire germs floating around with masks on so we can't see their faces, and an empty coffin that turns into a huge toilet and flushes the whole world away.
Shh, it's only a dream.
Then Ajit is all crazy putting Raja's poo in a package to mail to us because I kept 6 toys. Somebody's breaking my bones.